Hi, working mom. Are you feeling like your cluttered home doesn't reflect who you are and you're ready to get it tidied up for good, even if you only have 10 minutes a day to spend on organizing? If your answer is yes, then go ahead and sign up for a free home clutter audit. In this free 15-minute call, I'm going to check into where you're wasting your time on organizing, and we're going to fix that with an organizing roadmap created just for you and your house. If you are a busy working mom looking to minimize the time you spend on organizing and maximize the time you spend on whatever you want to be doing, then the free home clutter audit is for you. Sign up now at fireflybridge.com/schedule. Welcome to Order Meets Style. I'm Zeenat Seaman, professional organizer with Firefly Bridge Organizing. This is episode 2. We have peacocks in our neighborhood, lots and lots of peacocks. And you might think, oh, how beautiful to go out on a walk and see the colors and all the feathers. Well, in our neighborhood, each year at hatching season, we end up with 20 to 25 peacocks strolling from lawn to lawn, from driveway to driveway, roof to roof. So yeah, they're beautiful. But ask all of my neighbors, and it's a love-hate relationship. In fact, a couple of years ago, my neighbor Carmen said she was trying to convince her husband that they should get a dog, not only because they love dogs, but also because, as she put it, she was tired of the Hershey's Kisses the peacocks left on her back patio every day. You guys, the peacock poop looks like Hershey's Kisses. Really, I am not kidding. And then imagine the kids going out there on the patio to play. I mean, you can see why we all love and hate the peacocks around here. So Carmen wanted to get a dog, not only because her family loves dogs, but a dog could help keep the peacocks away from her backyard. And we regularly let Cosmo out in our backyard when the peacocks are there and he scares them away. Well, a few weeks ago, my son was walking Cosmo around the neighborhood, and when he got back home, he said, I'm sending a PSA to the family chat, a PSA being a public service announcement. And he sent us a text in our family chat, and he marked on a neighborhood map where there were peacock poops so that whoever took Cosmo out next would know to look out for those areas because, and I apologize if this grosses you out, it grosses me out, but Cosmo tries to eat those peacock poops. So we all kind of created a mental map of which neighbors' driveways or which areas or spots of the street were affected. And we avoided those areas when we took Cosmo out later. Oh my gosh, I don't even know how many times I've said poo now on this episode. I'm so sorry. But I'm telling you this because we all create mental maps like the peacock poo map every day. So as you walk through your house, you're making mental maps all the time. You're mapping the location of that pile of clean clothes that you need to put away, or that tape measure that should go back to the toolbox, and the baby toys in the living room that should really go back to the kids' rooms. But how do you keep track of everything that you own? Just think about this for a second. Could you hold a mental map in your mind of every single item that you have in your house? No, right? It's too much. It's overload. You wouldn't be able to do anything else. So then if that's the case, how are you supposed to remember the mental map of, let's say, that one envelope you put away last year, or your favorite pair of scissors that the kids used for doing crafts over the weekend? Well, that's why I use the simple single. The simple single means keeping your things in one single spot in your home. So your favorite scissors, along with all the craft scissors, all go in one storage spot in your house. The tape measure is stored with all of your tools in one spot only. You keep Band-Aids in one spot, and all your paperwork is in one spot. Now I can hear you saying, well, wait a minute, Z, doesn't it make sense to keep Band-Aids or scissors or tools in multiple spots in my house where we use them? Well, in order to truly, to like really transform your home into a calm and stylish and organized space where you know in an instant where everything is, because that's what being organized is really about. It's finding what you need very quickly. I will always tell you to declutter and organize first using the CLEAR framework that I had described for you in episode one, and I'll link that episode in the show notes. And once you've done that, once you've decluttered and you've organized, you've stored everything using the simple single, meaning one storage spot for everything of the same type, then you can start branching out and storing certain things in multiple places. It's kind of like beginner and advanced. So let's start with the beginner track. And then once you've gotten the hang of it, you can move on to the advanced track. And this makes sense because when you've created the simple single spots for all of your things, you're setting those as the storage spot, not only for yourself, but also for your family, the kids, everyone in your home will know that this is the spot for scissors or Band-Aids. So when they use something, they know to put it back there every time. Or when they need a Band-Aid in a hurry, they know where to go for one every time. You're not constantly asking each other then, well, have you seen the tape measure? Or where did you put that very important envelope last year? Because there's only one simple single place that it can go to be stored, that it could possibly be. This might feel drastic for you, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, just the thought of finding and rounding up all the scissors or all the papers or all the toys in my house is a giant undertaking, and I don't want to deal with that. I don't have time for that. It's just overwhelming to even think about. Well, I get it, and that's why the CLEAR framework is so good. It's the clear steps to follow to begin the organizing process and then to complete it before you know it. And because you work, you have a family and friends that you want to spend time with, you have your own hobbies you want to pursue, you don't have hours and hours and hours a day to spend on doing this. So we break it down into chunks, into steps that you do bit by bit, but not arbitrarily. There's always a roadmap, a path, so that you know from one day to the next, you are moving towards a fully organized, calm, orderly, beautiful home, and you're not going to have to do this again in just a few months from now, right? Okay, so let's put the simple single into practice today. Choose one category. Is it papers or scissors or toys? So pick one category and then decide where your simple single storage spot will be for that item. Will all the papers be in your office? Will the scissors be in that one drawer in the family room? Will all the toys be in the playroom? Now that's your mental map, right? So take a few minutes. You're going to go around your house where you think that some of these items might be sprinkled all over, collect them, and just bring them back to that single location. And you can follow the CLEAR framework for that set of items. How do you see people getting this item from this location? Who's going to need to access it? And how do you see them putting it away again? That's the clarify step. Then limit the space where you're going to keep those. So how much space will you set for the scissors? Which box will you be using for Band-Aids? And how many file boxes or file drawers do you have available for your papers? And if you see that your stuff is overflowing the limits that you've set, well, then it's time to edit. You declutter until they fit into the limited space that you've set for them. And then you can assign their home in that spot, make it look good, label that spot. And then during your review tasks, you'll always know where the scissors or the Band-Aids or whatever goes. Now, you might be listening to this podcast and think, yes, this is what I need. I just need help doing it because I don't have the time to get all this straight in my head. I have kids. I have work. I have date night. I have dinner with my friends. I want to read a book. And that's why I welcome you to spend 15 minutes with me to talk it through. Bring your coffee. Let's do a home clutter audit. Tell me what's happening in your home, what you want to accomplish, and we'll come up with a game plan, with a roadmap 15 minutes, guys. And you might choose to hire me to help you get this done, D-O-N-E, because you're just done with the frustration of not being able to find what you want when you need it. You're tired of the clutter and of the chaos of getting ready in the morning for everyone to get out the door. And if that's you, well, perfect. I would be honored to work with you. Or you might not decide to hire me, and that's okay too, because my goal, my purpose is for all of you to feel in control of your homes again, to understand how you can live with less, because it's better for your mental health, it's better for the environment, and I want you to pass these skills on to your kids and to your friends and family members so that pretty soon we're all living better in homes that reflect who we really are and where we're not thinking about organizing all the time anymore, but instead we're focused on just living in and enjoying our beautiful homes. So go ahead and set up our 15-minute home clutter audit. You can do that at fireflybridge.com/schedule, and we'll figure out your specific decluttering and organizing roadmap, the areas you should do first, the things you should spend less time on, and how to follow the clear framework in just 10 minutes a day. We can all find 10 minutes, right? So that link again is fireflybridge.com/schedule. Okay? So you all enjoy your day, and I'll meet you here again next week. Hold up, working mom. You're probably wasting time and energy when it comes to organizing your home, and I'm going to show you where you're going off track and how to fix it. Get signed up for a free 15-minute home clutter audit by going to fireflybridge.com/schedule. That's fireflybridge.com/schedule.